Two Mishnah for ein termin mi min al she'eno mino. One may not separate truma from one kind for another kind. If you've got two different kinds, you can't separate from one. Well, I mean, if you've got take, you know, okay. So the example he brings up here is wheat and barley. So you've got wheat and barley. You can't tithe from the wheat to cover the barley. You've got to take from the wheat separately and from the barley separately. Vim Torah, and if you do take tithes, ain't truma so truma. You've done nothing. That doesn't, even after the fact, you haven't taken tithes. Kol min chitim echad, all kinds of wheat are considered one species. For example, he says here, reddish wheat and white wheat, different species of wheat, would all be considered one for the purposes of tithing. Kol min ta'enim, all species, all kinds of figs, Ugrogros, dried figs, udvela, echad, and fig cakes are all counted as one. V'torimizel zen, you can separate truma from one for the other. Kol makom sheish kohen, different topic, any place where there is a kohen, torimin hayafe, this is a principle, you have to give the kohen from the best. You have to, what the tar that you take and goes to the kohen has to be of the best of the produce. V'kol makom she'ein bohen, but any place where there is no kohen, Terimin hamiskayim. Then what you should do is separate something which will last rather than something which is the best. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. He says, La'olam hu terimin hayafe. You've always got to take the best, says Rabbi Yehuda. You don't ever have to take which will last. You must always take the best of the produce.